Good evening and welcome to White Spot Giants This Week. We are on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants. We are on Sportsnet 650. My name is Dan O'Connor, voice of the Giants. Crazy to think that we are on the brink of September. Crazy to think that ordinarily we would be through training camp. We would be heading into the exhibition season if we didn't already have games played. Still some uncertainty as to when we're getting started, but the hockey conversation continues and we're really looking forward to it. Coming up in segment number two, we are going to head to Swift Current and we are going to chat with a fellow by the name of Craig Boschman, who does the play-by-play broadcasting for the Swift Current Broncos. And there's also a connection between Craig Boschman and our first guest on this show. Very pleased to welcome to the broadcast an individual who has accomplished a lot in his early tenure with the Vancouver Giants. Fresh off a rookie season that saw him score 11 goals, record 29 points in 50 games. He is the reigning Rookie of the Year with the Vancouver Giants. Very pleased to welcome Cole Shepherd to the conversation and to White Spot Giants This Week. Cole, good to have this conversation, man. How are you? How's the family doing? Been a while since you and I have spoken, but as always, I look forward to having the conversation.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Thanks for inviting me on. Yeah, everybody's doing good. You know, training and, you know, preparing like it's, you know, a normal season coming up, just trying to take advantage of, you know, a bit of a later start. And it's unfortunate, but I think it's key for all of us to kind of take advantage of it and get stronger and be ready for next season.
So tell me a little bit about that and about summer training. This summer, a bit different for you, Cole, in many respects. But if you think about a year ago, you had the added struggle and disadvantage of recovering from an injury. This year, you're healthy. You've had some extended time to train. Can you talk a little bit about the differences and kind of maybe the difference in mindset, the difference in strength, and just really the differences that have kind of all encompassed your training this summer?
Yeah, so last year was definitely a bit of a struggle. You know, coming off of surgery is never easy, so wasn't truly able to really get a full summer of, you know, getting stronger and, you know, I wasn't really able to get on the ice. So, it was tough last summer, but this summer it's nice. So, you know, on the ice a bunch in the gym. So there's a bunch of us, a good core group of guys that all get together and, skate and work out. So try and take advantage of the extra time we have and, you know, come back super strong.
Is there one particular element, Cole, that you've really tried to hone in on as far as your training goes, or are you trying to kind of do a little bit of everything?
Yeah, so I think definitely, you know, off the ice, I'm not the biggest guy, so trying to put on some muscle and some weight off the ice, and then on the ice, really trying to work on my shot and, you know, being able to finish from not only in tight, but from a bit of a distance as well. So those are the two things I've really been working on.
How weird is it not to be in training camp right now?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you know, we were probably in preseason heading into the regular season right now last year. So it's definitely weird, but, you know, you just got to live day to day. And, you know, you try not to think about that. Just focus on getting better every day here. And it's definitely a time where we can better ourselves through you know, the pushback season and, you know, come back stronger and better than ever.
My guest is Cole Shepherd. He is heading into his second full season with the Vancouver Giants. My guest here on White Spot Giants This Week. And I want to talk a little bit about season one, Cole. You and I have talked a lot about it already, so I don't necessarily want to repeat the conversation, but I mean, your debut was the stuff of legend, quite frankly. A home game against the Swift Current Broncos. Heading into that game, we've touched on it a little bit before, but can you recall a moment in your hockey career prior to that day where you've maybe been more nervous or more excited?
No, that was a really anticipated and you know, something that I've been waiting a long, long time to do, you know, coming off of surgery and missing, I think, the first 12 games of the year and Just really itching to get back. I was, you know, super nervous first Western League game, and but no, nothing's really compared to that. And you know, it kind of went picture perfect for me. I was able to, you know, score in my debut and then help in the shootout to ultimately win the game. So it was an unbelievable experience.
How much did that one game alone help your confidence moving forward?
No, it was huge. I think anytime you can have some individual success right out of the gate, it you know, helps you settle in and you know, be more comfortable not only on the ice but with the guys in the room. And yeah, that was definitely huge for me. Kind of you know, brought me in and really welcomed me to the Western Hockey League right away.
Brilliant segue into my next question, because obviously you had your older brother Jackson in the fold, but Cole, who were some of the other guys who really helped you along? And I'm talking even specifically during some of the tougher months heading into the season, where you're battling the obstacles of one, joining a new team, and also recovering from an injury. Who were some of the guys who really went out of their way to welcome you in?
Yeah, I think we had an unbelievable group last year. And yeah, obviously my brother was huge. And then, you know, Alex was huge. He was always there for me, being the captain. And we just had a really solid group of core guys. And, you know, all the way down our lineup, I think everybody kind of contributed to bringing me in. And, you know, whether it was off the ice, guys, you know, invited me to stuff right away. Wasn't really able to be with the team as much through rehab, so you know, being brought into all those team events, and then also on the ice, guys stepping up and kind of covering me if I made a mistake, or you know, whether blocking a shot, all that stuff. So guys like Seth Bafaro, Alex, Jack, they all did their part, and honestly every guy in that room really helped me.
So at what point last season, Cole, did the light bulb kind of flick on? Was there a point that you can specifically remember where it went from initial nerves and getting your feet wet to, okay, I know the expectation and I know what's going to be required of me to contribute to my team's success every night?
Yeah, I think, honestly, I think it happened pretty quick. I think once you jump in to the league, you kind of get a feel for, you know, how tough it truly is. I think you start to understand the little details and, you know, the little plays that you need to make in certain times of the game in order for not only you to have success, but the team. So I think obviously the first weekend we played Swift and Vic. And after that, I think you kind of got to lock in and understand what you need to do, or else you're going to have a hard time and you're not going to be able to contribute. So I think it was quick. I think I really, you know, got the hang of it after that first weekend and kind of jumped in full swing.
Chatting right now with Cole Shepherd, Vancouver Giants forward, my guest here on White Spot Giants this week. And we touched a little bit about it off the hop, Cole. You got Rookie of the Year honors with the Vancouver Giants, but you also won one of the Scholastic Awards with the team. I know academics have played a big part in your life, and it's a kind of a top priority for yourself and your family. Dive a little deeper into that for me, if you could. The academic side of junior hockey, tell me a little bit about the challenges and the rewards that go along with kind of juggling school and elite athletics, and how helpful were the Vancouver Giants in kind of balancing all of that for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, school's obviously one of the most important things in my life, so my family puts a huge emphasis on it. They, you know, my dad always says, you know, you got to do something after hockey, so grades are a huge priority for them and myself. So it's really tough, especially kind of when you're in the thick of the season. You know, you're pretty exhausted, maybe a little banged up, but it is really rewarding, especially when you're happy with your transcripts and you know, your grades, and you are able to, you know, have a wide range of schools that you could go to after hockey and you know, start a second career in something. And it's definitely hard, but it is very rewarding.
Tell me about graduation and what that experience was like. A bit crazy, obviously, given the pandemic and all that we've been going through. Probably not the day that you envisioned when you started in the eighth grade, but what was the day like and what was the experience like for you?
No, it was good. I think it's nice. I think once you're done high school, you kind of you kind of walk into a different life, and you're away from sitting in classrooms for the time being, at least for a bit. And now I can focus on hockey. So it was definitely a bit of a different day. Not able to see a huge group of people, kind of kept it small, and it was super special. Saw my buddies that I've been friends with since I was in preschool, so it was awesome, but obviously a little unfortunate it couldn't be with a bigger group.
Cole, you touched on something very interesting, and it's a conversation that I've had with a few guys over the years. You know, especially in your 17-year-old season where you're juggling school, hockey, the draft in the back of your mind, that the fact that next season, yes, you'll be doing your college stuff and the Giants with a partnership with Trinity Western University, you'll have some school to keep on top of, but I don't think people realize just how much of a difference it will mean for you and several others when you don't necessarily have to have the grind of high school to contend with in the midst of practicing and playing elite level hockey. Are you looking forward to that change?
Yeah, I think it's a really big grind. I don't think, coming into junior hockey, I don't think you truly realize just how hard it is to be able to juggle, a pretty vigorous season and trying to maintain a high average. So it's definitely tough. So next year I'm really excited just being able to fully relax on days off and, really being able to give my mind a bit of a break off and on. So I'm super looking forward to it and I really think it might help my play as well.
Just a few more questions for Cole Shepherd to start this show here on White Spot Giants this week here on Sportsnet 650. With COVID-19 and with all sorts of craziness going on in the world, the NHL draft, I think there's now a bit more clarity today than there was when you and I last spoke in April, Cole, but can you talk a little bit about the process of interviewing with NHL teams and communicating with NHL teams over the course of this long break? No doubt it's played out a little bit differently than maybe you anticipated. There's no combine. The ability to meet face-to-face isn't quite as easy. But has it also been interesting? I mean, I'm sure there have been some creative ways in which you've been able to communicate with would-be teams that might end up picking you come October.
Yeah, it's definitely different. Throughout the year, it's, in person, whether it's after games or after practice at the rink. So, unfortunately, with COVID, it's obviously online through Zoom. So, it's definitely different, but I think it's always exciting to meet with NHL clubs and, obviously I'm just super, super anxious for that day and, hoping for the best. Hopefully I get picked and, it's going to be exciting.
When it comes to the upcoming season, of course, we know that December 4th is the new supposed start date, and we're all kind of working behind the scenes, hoping like heck that we can ultimately get there. But when you look at next season, regardless of the start date, Cole, can you talk a little bit about the outlook that you have for this Vancouver Giants team? How do you feel about the way things are coming together? And if you could kind of do your best to kind of put the 2020-21 Giants into a box for me, what do you like about this year's team?
Yeah, I think we have a really strong, core group coming back, and there's definitely a culture around our team, and, we're all super eager to get back and start, as fast as possible. We're, itching to get back out there, but I think we're all pretty confident and really confident actually in the team that's going to be coming back. And, we have a strong management coaching staff that, will help us guide us through, the struggles and ups and downs next year. So we're all really confident and, I think we're going to have a great season.
And from your standpoint personally, Cole, I can only imagine, you know, based on what we discussed earlier about just being able to train, being familiar, knowing what's expected of you from the coaching standpoint, from the day-to-day standpoint, would I be correct in thinking that there is kind of an added excitement for you and an added motivation, even though you are, you know, heck, heading into your sophomore campaign? If I know you like I think I do, you're ready to seize this opportunity and really kind of take your rookie success and further expand on that.
Yeah, no, this is obviously going to be a really big year for me, I think. You know, coming back from my second year, obviously a bit bigger expectations on myself, and you know, hopefully I can make a big jump this year, and you know, add more offense, and you know, focus on my details more, just be a better all-around player. So super excited for next year, and you know, I'm looking forward to making a big jump.
Before we switch gears a little bit, Cole, and end with a few fun questions for you, is there a player or are there a couple of players that come to mind, that teammates that you're really excited about? Maybe some younger guys that are kind of going to be joining you in year two, or heck, even maybe a guy who's going to be coming into year one that you're really excited to see what they can do with a little bit of experience?
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. I think Zach Osichuk's going to make a big jump this year. He's a really big guy who can move, so I think he's going to have a good breakout year here. And, you know, all the young guys, I think, are going to step up next year. I'm looking forward to it. Tanner Brown can bring on the blue line. He's a, you know, gritty guy, and I think he can really step his game up to the next level as well this year. So all our young guys are, you know, really developing, and I'm excited to, you know, keep going with them through the Vancouver Giants. I think we have a great group.
So, Cole, when you're not participating in a fantasy hockey draft with the Vancouver Giants for the playoffs, have you been watching much of the NHL playoffs? How active has the Shepherd household been watching the NHL playoffs from the respective bubbles?
Yeah, we're pretty active, you know, really watching. And obviously, the Canucks, we watch every night. And anytime we turn the TV on, we're always looking for a hockey game. So we're pretty active, I'd say.
Do you have a team that's impressed you the most? I mean, when you look at how things have shaped up, do you? I mean, I realize we're on the cusp maybe of determining a Final Four, but are you comfortable throwing out a contender, if you will, a favorite that you've kind of determined?
Yeah, I think Dallas is on a hot streak right now. I think they're playing really good hockey. You know, obviously Colorado's a really good team, and you know, Dallas is really you know, showing what they're capable of. So I think Dallas is definitely a team that's gonna do well. And kind of on the east, I think obviously Tampa Bay is a pretty strong team. They got a good group, so those are definitely the two teams that I think are gonna go pretty far here.
Tampa Bay is the intriguing one for me, because I think in recent years, you consider all the fanfare and all of the expectations that have kind of kind of followed them everywhere. They seem to be the team to me that is just kind of going about their business, the quietest. It weird to think that Tampa Bay is kind of an under the radar team, and yet that's exactly the way it feels to me.
And especially, you know, they're playing you know, a veteran team in Boston, and they're able to, you know, still find ways to win. I think last year they probably learned a lot about what they need to do, you know, to ultimately win in the playoffs after losing in the first round. So, yeah, they're really exciting, and I think it's going to be a good finish to the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Last question for Cole Shepherd before we let you go. I've been asking this question to a lot of guys, you know, that I've had on this show and have been talking to in recent months. But with I guess, some more downtime than you might otherwise be used to at this time in life, Cole, what have you been reading? What have you been watching? And what have you been listening to?
Yeah, no, I've been obviously watching a lot of Netflix. I'm a big Peaky Blinders guy right now, so you know, watching that a lot, listening to a lot of new music coming out. I'm a big rap and hip hop guy, so Gunna and Travis Scott and all those type of guys. So I love their music. And reading, haven't really picked up a book recently, but maybe probably should. I did read Principles by Ray Dalio maybe a month or two ago. So that was a great book. But yeah, just ultimately just trying to, you know, get stronger and get ready for next year.
Well, when that happens and when that day comes, Cole, we'll be ready, and we are very excited to watch you and the guys return to the ice, and we look forward to it hopefully happening sooner than later. But before then, the main thing is just continued health and positivity to you and the entire Shepherd crew as you continue to kind of navigate this crazy time. Thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate the conversation as always. Wishing you the very best. And yes, I will be sure to say hello to Craig Boschman when I see him or when I chat with him in the next segment, and I will be telling him that he is your second favorite broadcaster in the WHL.
Yeah, Bosch is awesome. Say hi to him for me.
Good stuff, Cole. Appreciate it, pal. All the best. Awesome. Let's chat again soon.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Daniel. Have a good day.
You too. That is Cole Shepherd. He is a Vancouver Giants sophomore forward getting ready for year two in the WHL. We'll take a break. When we come back, we head to Swift Current. We'll chat with Craig Boschman. This is White Spot Vancouver Giants This Week on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants, Sportsnet 650.